From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 21st of April. We'll start overseas, and US President Joe Biden has reacted to the conviction of Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd. A jury this morning found the former police officer guilty on all three charges against him: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Here's Mr. Biden.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see. The systemic racism the Vice President just referred to. The systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul.
Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced in 2 months' time. To Queensland now, and a man accused of murdering his ex-partner in a horrific domestic violence attack on the Gold Coast remains in a pretty bad way in hospital under police guard. Brian Earl Johnston has been charged with murder and breaching a domestic violence order. It's alleged he set fire to 27-year-old mum of three, Kelly Wilkinson, in a backyard yesterday. Mr. Johnston was badly burnt when he was caught by police. To sport now, and the NRL is investigating after a sex tape allegedly involving a high-profile rugby league star leaked online. Video has emerged showing a man and woman engaging in sex in a public toilet. Now, the video goes for just 5 seconds and was filmed over the toilet door by a bystander. The Parramatta Eels have confirmed one of its players is at the centre of the scandal and says it's taken the matter very seriously. And if you're someone who's always misplacing your belongings, you're going to love one of the new products launched by Apple overnight. They've introduced a product called AirTags, which can be attached to things like keys, backpacks and luggage. And basically, the AirTags mean if you lose the items, you can easily track them down using the Find My app. Each AirTag will set you back $45. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Sanderlands has revealed why Zac Efron and his Aussie girlfriend Vanessa Valadares have split up. Kyle, who's good mates with the actor, spoke to him on the phone yesterday and shared details of the phone call on Kiss FM.
It's only recent, but not like yesterday recent, but they've gone their separate ways. No drama, but just...
Oh, that's
it's
sad.
Just, it's done. He's back to work. You know, they'd spent a lot of time with each other when he wasn't working and, you know, lunching and living in the mansions on the beach. It's fabulous.
Well,
life.
I mean...
Then work comes back and it kicks you straight back into reality.
And finally, Jim Steinman, the mastermind behind some of pop music's biggest ballads, has died aged 73. The Grammy-winning hitmaker collaborated with stars including Meatloaf, Celine Dion, Bonnie Tyler and Barbara Streisand. Now, some of the songs he wrote were Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero and It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And if you want a chance to win $1,000, just a reminder, you can play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz, and that cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.